I was, yeah. I suppose it all began when I was about 13 years old. It was my initial trip over there, and after between summers and Easter breaks and that, they decided when I was 16, 17, that they wanted to sign me initially as an apprentice. So I went over there. Like Gary Lineker, was the prospect of facing a two-year apprenticeship, and then the club would decide whether to sign me professional. But for whatever reason, they decided I went over on a Sunday, and by the Wednesday, I was called in by the then manager Jock Wallace and offered a professional contract, which was, you know, which I jumped at. Lineker, in Lineker's case, he continued as an apprentice and did his two-year apprenticeship before going on to the fame that he's accomplished. So maybe they, I don't, who am I to say, but maybe they seen something that they liked. So I spent the next, just after Christmas, I was a bit homesick, and Jack Wallace then suggested I go home, and it was whilst I was home that this nightmare began.
Mm-hmm.
I was arrested and charged with three other lads with the murder of Stephen William Kirby on Valentine's night of 1979. And 38 years later, the nightmare continues.
Jerry, when you watch everything unfold, and I'm sure this has happened in many parts of your life, not just with Leicester, but when you see everything unfold this week, when you hear the likes of Gary Lineker, someone you were friends with, a contemporary, some people said you're actually a better player than him. Well, you must think, you know, that could have been me.
Unfortunately, for probably because of the career that Lineker had, I've never been allowed to forget it, because if I buy a packet of crisps, if I look at, which I, you know, I watch Match of the Day every Saturday night, and it's a constant reminder of, you know, what might have been. So it doesn't get any easier. And I suppose 38 years later, here I am now. Who would have thought that I would be still discussing this on radio in Derry from a new home I built for myself down in County Kerry.
And it sounds, listening to you, Jerry, you're still struggling?
Very much so, yeah. Yeah. Yeah, it's... And ironically enough, I'm a Spurs fan, but my allegiance changed over the past few months, and I found myself cheering on Chelsea the last night, and my life, fortunately or unfortunately, has been interlinked with Leicester City Football Club since I was a teenager. You know, I did a documentary a few years back with the BBC, mm-hmm. where they took me back to the Leicester and, you know, retold the story, and, you know, it's tough.
You have two children now. Your own son is 21. When you look at him, especially when he was a teenager, do you think much about 17-year-old Jerry, and I suppose how different his life could have been?
You see, the hardest, the people that suffered most in this were my parents. I now, as a father, only realise what they must have gone through. My son is now 21, but I can remember when he was 17. And now I know what my mother and father went through. I didn't appreciate at the time. I was only 17. It was just, you know, we didn't realise the seriousness of it all. We knew we were innocent, and it would surely be only a matter of time before the truth would come out. And as my father said to me, when the night the shooting took place, I was with him. Nobody could have told him that I was in any way involved, and that must have broke their hearts. My God.